no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
November 11th in Australia was Remembrance Day. November the 12th in Timor-Leste was a public holiday in remembrance of the terrible massacre of Santa Cruz in 1991. A feature of the day is a reenactment of the massacre, an emotional event for many. Jose Teixeira is on the phone from us from Dili to tell us just what this day means to many Timorese.
Yes, 12th is a day for young people in Timor-Leste. It is the day in which a young generation, a new generation of Timorese, a generation most of whom had only known one thing, and that was life under the Indonesian occupation, saw it as their chance, as their opportunity to make a statement of their nationalism and make a statement of the suffering that countless of their fellow Timorese were undergoing, a statement to the world. And included in that statement was, we are not part of Indonesia, we do not want to be part of Indonesia. Now that was an extraordinary statement by a young generation that I think had it not have been done, I don't think Timor-Leste would have seen the revival in the interest. And I think it was done at a time when there were foreign visitors here. It was done at a time when the eyes of the world was here, and we were so lucky to have people like Max Stull, the British journalist who took film of the Indonesian atrocity. And was able to hide it and then take it out and to show the world what had actually happened here. So that film became the witness that the world could hear of what occurred here, because otherwise it would have been yet another massacre, just another massacre. Now, there were countless massacres. There were countless similar acts of barbarity and violence by a cruel military regime. Yesterday, Timor came together and commemorated the day in a way that we have done for as long as I can recall being back here since 1999, 2000. Did it in a way that I think highlight and continue to highlight to the world just what sacrifice the young generation made to our struggle. Now, the important correlation to draw, and one that wasn't missed yesterday, that a number of us made statements publicly on, was that we have a very, very powerful and heavy legacy to carry of those young people. And that is to strive for justice, and that is to speak the truth about what is happening in our country. And that is an overwhelming that we need today in our national political life, is for us to talk truthfully, openly and frankly, and to talk about justice. These are vital ingredients that are missing right now if we are to build a very strong pluralist democracy and liberal democracy in our country. So I think a lot of people might have walked away with very different views of what it meant to them yesterday, but certainly the number of the people that I spoke to, from former Prime Minister Alkatiri through to a number of youth leaders who were involved at that time, who were persecuted and who were tortured and beaten, they say that is what they want. Is they, after all they went through, and after the world was always deceived by the Indonesian regime and deceived by their supporters, those countries that supported them, they don't want that deception to continue. And after all the injustice, they don't want that injustice to continue.
Jose, this week the CAV human rights report was due to be discussed in Parliament, and the debate was deferred, I think, yet again. You must have been very disappointed.
The CAVR report, the Truth, Reception and Reconciliation Commission, it's not just about the crimes committed by Indonesians. It is actually also about all crimes that occurred in Timor-Leste from 1975, even before the Indonesian invasion, taking in even the period of the Civil War prior to the Indonesian invasion. So it's just as important in terms of getting to the truth, of working towards reconciliation and finding justice and justice in our society amongst us Timorese. But of course, a very, very big part of that is the crimes that were committed during the Indonesian occupation by Indonesians as well as Timorese acting on behalf of the Indonesian regime. I think that's very, very important. Now, my disappointment was that our motion, Fretland's motion, to have the debate brought on met with nothing but a total wall from the parties that are allied to the government in the parliament. And the only party that voted with us was the National Unity Party, who has three MPs in the national parliament. So, you know, it was disappointing for Fretland to have that, but we expected that. Because all we are insisting on is an open debate in the national parliament, so as that our people can see that we, the highest, the most democratic body under our constitution, representing the people, and as representatives of the people, we can have a debate about the recommendations of the Truth, Reception and Reconciliation Commission. Now, of course, the other part of that is the Truth and Friendship Commission, and it is equally important that our parliament shows an example as soon as possible as representatives of the people who were victims of the 1999 brutality and the crimes in 1999, for us to show that we are taking the process seriously in order for then the international community to take us as a people and as a nation seriously in this regard. You know, we are not trying to preempt any outcomes. Now, most of us are committed to, we disagree on what justice may take. What is disappointing is that people don't even want to have this debate openly and transparently, and that what they want is they want some sort of a backroom deal to be done and an agreement to be reached so it can just be rubber stamped by the national parliament. I'm sorry, but that's not on. From our point of view, that does nothing to stimulate, to promote, to create a vibrant democracy. Unless we practice these things, we'll never, ever get it right. So from our point of view, we don't want that to happen. We do not agree that there should be a backroom deal done. And what we want is for the parliament to just deliberate over this, and so that we, as Timorese, as representatives of the people, can, during that debate, come to a consensus on what the parliament's response, and in fact a response on behalf of the people of Timor-Leste, should be in relation to these two very vital processes.